joining us now with a look at the soggy agricultural weather forecast is meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. It's a good thing I'm sitting on this side of the radio. I might be kind of attacked by all the moisture and people being upset about the moisture, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I can hear the lightning in my headphones.
Absolutely. It still looks like we are going to see pretty much a bad day of weather across the Midwest today. A lot of showers and thunderstorms around. I suppose it's all a matter of perspective, though. Some areas in the upper Midwest will certainly be celebrating the moisture that occurs up there in Minnesota and parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. Of course, they've had a relatively dry several-month period here, and they're trying to make up the difference and hoping that they will get enough moisture in the ground to carry them on as we move on into portions of the heart of their growing season or their planting season. In the meantime, those showers and thunderstorms are common across the lower parts of the Midwest. It's relatively dry at the moment across Missouri and parts of Ohio, but a lot of showers and thunderstorms in between. And the temperatures this morning are fairly balmy out there in the lower half of the Midwest with a lot of 60-degree readings, all in response to the large volumes of moisture in the atmosphere that are working their way northward. In contrast, though, temperatures across the Great Lakes region are only in the upper 30s and 40s, and hence a lot of fog separates the warm from the cold air. Today's temperatures in the afternoon are expected to continue to be contrasting rather sharply. The readings in the Great Lakes region, as well as parts of northwestern Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, will likely be in the 40s, but we'll see temperatures in the 70s. And most other areas to the south, with temperatures over 80 possible near the Ohio River, that's the kind of contrast you don't like to see. We will see some strong to severe thunderstorms in a few locations across parts of the region as we start pushing colder air into the region. Tomorrow's temperatures will be in the 40s across the north, and we'll look for readings in the south to be mostly in the 60s. And it looks like as we get out into the day on Saturday, we'll start evening things out a bit, but it will still be cool in the eastern Midwest with 50s and 60s likely. The western Corn Belt will already be warming back into the 70s on Saturday afternoon. But Saturday evening brings on another chance for some rain. Most of the precipitation that we see across the region today will be quite varied. I would imagine the majority of the region will see totals that will run from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 6 or 7 tenths of an inch. But with that said, there will be some locations that end up with locally greater amounts, over an inch perhaps, in a few locations in northern Indiana and parts of Kentucky. As we get through the afternoon and evening, we'll see the drier air move back into the region from west to east, and tomorrow we'll see mostly dry conditions across a big part of the region. A little bit of morning rainfall likely in the east and far north parts of the Midwest, but the heart of the region should be dry in the morning and will stay dry through the day on Saturday. But Saturday evening in the western Corn Belt will likely see a new insurgence of moisture with showers and thunderstorms likely from Iowa back into Kansas and Missouri, and those thunderstorms will likely work their way eastward across a big part of the Midwest as we go from Sunday into Monday morning. So obviously the amount of drying time that we have here between now and Monday is probably only going to be 2 days. We will expect another period of quick dry down early next week, probably Tuesday going into Wednesday, but it'll turn right around to bring more rain across the region the second half of next week. A bit of a trend change will take place as we go through the second half of next week, and in the transition from the warm biased conditions to a little cooler biased, we'll likely see some more rain. But after the cool air settles into the region, we will be relatively dry for a while thereafter. I would expect that our best planting potentials will probably show up as we move beyond the end of next week. That's a big hope at this point. We'll see how well we actually see that verified. But it will be a little cooler, and that will hold the temperatures back just a little bit across parts of the region. One last comment. It still looks like a big part of the U.S. hard red winter wheat country will see important rainfall occur this weekend into early next week. That should help to fix their moisture deficits, at least for a little while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.